Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I want to continue the conversation with you about exporting and even importing. I was just talking to Fred Hochberg, the chairman of the president of Export-Import Bank of the United States of America, Ex-Im Bank, Ex-Im.gov. And Fred's a great guy. I've known him a long, long time, and he's just doing a great job there at Ex-Im Bank. The main thing I want to tell you about, I want to remind you about something I've been saying to you for almost 14 years, and that is that if you have any ability to export what you sell, if it's food, if it's garments, if it's hardware, if it's software, whatever it may be, if you have the ability to package something up and deliver it on another continent, deliver it somewhere else in the world besides the United States of America, I implore you, I'm begging you to start the education process. That's all I'm asking you. I'm not asking you to become an exporter. I'm asking you to start the education process to see what it takes, to understand what it takes to be able to do business overseas. Let me tell you a quick little story. I used to have a client when I had my consulting company. I had a client that was doing about $15, $16 million a year in sales. Small business. $15, $16 million a year in sales. Well, over a period of a few years, they started doing some exporting. And at the time that I started working with them, they were already doing a lot of exporting. And that $15, $16 million, about a third of that was exporting. And a little company, a small company, less than 50 employees, they were exporting, you know, $5-6 million in exporting revenue. Now, the local economy took a hit, and their local business was way off, but their export business did not go way off. In fact, it picked up. So during that period of time, I'm going to call it 3 or 4 years, their business literally survived for one reason. And that was because they had exports. They'd already established a way to do business overseas and were doing that. And it saved them. It prevented them from going under because they had that kind of alternative sales revenue and profits. And they had just figured it out. Now, let me tell you something, folks. That little business didn't have anywhere near the education and the support resources that at their fingertips that you have at your fingertips right now. The international shippers have immense amounts of resources and information that will help you to export and to import. And the U.S. Commercial Services, you've heard Doug Barry was on from the Department of Commerce Commercial Services Division last week, and we talked a little bit about what they can do to not only help you with the education process, but also the prospecting, also putting the deals together. The support that there is for that kind of business is it's everything you need. You just have to go out and consume it. You have to get it. And then, as we were just talking with Fred Hochberg, this is the big deal. One of the big reasons why people don't export is because they're worried about how they're going to get paid, and that is an absolute appropriate concern. But Ex-Im Bank's, the services and resources that Ex-Im Bank of the United States has available to you not only takes the worry about whether you're going to get paid or not, because they will finance your receivables. I'm sorry, they will insure your receivables, but they'll also finance the production of what you're going to export. They'll give you a working capital. They'll guarantee a working capital loan on the pre-shipment side, and on the post-shipment side, where the customer is, wherever they may be, they will actually go all the way through to that customer and give them perhaps a multi-year loan to finance what they're going to write you one check for. Folks, I don't know what else can be done to make it easier for you. Now, if you're not an export prospect, if you own a diner, you're not an export prospect. But a lot of small business owners could be exporting, and they're not because they're intimidated. They don't know what they don't know. Let me tell you something, folks. It's never been easier. Go to xmbank.gov. Go to export.gov. That's the commercial services division. And check out, see what they've got, and check with some of the international carriers, see what they have, and learn more, become more educated about being an exporter. You can make it happen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.